Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, B'siyata D'Shemaya. We've been learning the sugya of Mitztayer Potur Min HaSukeh. What an incredible sugya. Baruch Hashem. We have seen so many neflos mitoras Hashem. Pashut ze lo shayach. Kamo shomrim hayom. Az anachnu achshav b'shiur ha-shishi, ve'gdarnu ma ze ha-ptur hazeh shel Mitztayer. That it's a hakbola b'chiyuv, that just like a person doesn't have to pay more than a fifth for his mitzvah, so too a person doesn't have to pay with tzar in order to sit in the sukkah. That is betamtzis shebetamtzis the hakdora. And with that, we resolved a lot of things. But it's not that the tzuras ha-yeshiva can't be betzura shel mitztar. That's not the tzuras ha-yeshiva b'sukkah. It's not the pshat. Okay. We are now going to proceed further, b'siyata d'shmaya. And again, this is based on the Torah of Reign of Rabbeinu, Ka'onu Zeinu V'mo'arinenu Agoin Reb David Manzatzal. So according to what we've said until now, we have to understand and explain the Ramah in Simen Tof Reish Lametes Ivov Shekol HaPater Men HaSukkah V'einu Yotzei Misham. If someone's pater, let's say you have a patur from Sukkah, it's raining or whatever, and you don't leave the Sukkah, you're pater Men HaSukkah, but you remain in place, Eino mekabel olav sachar. The person doesn't get schar. He's patur min hasukkah and he still stays in the sukkah. He doesn't get schar. Ve'eino ela hedyotois. And he's just a hedyot. He's just a simple person. He's just a, the modern word idiot comes from the word hedyot. So hedyot's not such a complimentary word. So don't stay in the sukkah. If you're pater, there's no schar ve'enu ela hediyotis. Ayin sham b'divrei ramah. Now, based on the way we explain, there's still a kiyum. He's still mekayim a mitzvah. It's just a tool from his chiyum. But there's still a kiyum mitzvah. So just like it's pashut. That somebody who pays more than a fifth for a mitzvah, shebevadai yesh lo sachar, sharei kiyem mitzvah. Let's say you pay more than a fifth for a mitzvah. Do you have to pay more than a fifth? No. But you paid more than a fifth anyway. What's the din? You mekabel schar. Why? Because you did the mitzvah. You have a schar and you have a kiyum mitzvah. So the chori here also. In other words, the mitzvah is mugbal. You don't have to pay with tzar. You don't have to pay with tzar. But if you choose to pay with tzar, then like they say in the movie, Zachalai, it's yours, you got the mitzvah. As Lama Katupa Barama, that you have nothing, you have no mitzvah, you have no schar. Why is he called a hedyot? And why doesn't he get schar? V'choira, that was what was bothering the Magen Avraham in Simen Tof Ayin Beis, Sif Koton Hay. He asks from a number of places, Shel Ptur Min HaSukkah, Shemu Al HaMachmir Shetavo Yalav Bracha. A lot of times we say that if somebody is Pater from a mitzvah, and he does it anyway, so Tavo Yalav Bracha. So why here by Sukkah punkt we say, no, Tavo Yalav Bracha, he's a hedyot, get out of the Sukkah, what are you doing, don't be silly. Oh, you and your chumras. You know, like people say today. They don't like when they pursue people as being too religious. Oh, what do you have to be such a fanatic for? So normally we say, no, good, be a fanatic. Be machmir, gewaldig. But here by Sukkah, anachnu omrim lo kacha. Kan legabei Sukkah, anachnu dafka omrim, shez davar shlili, sheyishayer basukkah. Kach makshe amogen avrom. Az ma yishna hacha? See there, and also see in the Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shlamites, and the Maritz Chayis in Sukkah 25, v'hadvorim arukim u'bepashtus. It's totally in the question. It depends on the question of whether or not there's a nice mitzvah like Noshim ומצסה עשה שזמן גרומה, שלהר בי פויסקים מבורכויס אין עליהם, כיוון שקיימו מצווה, אף על פי שאינן חייבויס. That women, according to many poskim, make a bracha like we Ashkenazim. Make a bracha on mitzvah seh shesman gerom. Rav Avadya Yosef was stuck that they shouldn't make a bracha. But our wives, Ashkenazim, make bracha on women, make bracha on mitzvah seh shesman gerom. So they do that even though they're not chayiv. And sometimes there's no, because there's a ma'aseh mitzvah there, they're makayim a mitzvah. But sometimes there's no ma'aseh mitzvah at all. And then a person is called a hetyot. So putting aside our Hagdolah that we worked so hard to establish, let's say, mitzta'er, the pshat is, there's no kiyum of teshvud shel sukkah. That's not the tzuchas yeshivas as sukkah. And therefore he's a hetyot. So in kacha, what was bothering the Magen Avraham? Ma friya la Magen Avraham? Of course he's a hedyot. He's not makayim any mitzvah. What's he doing? He's like sitting in a sukkah in the middle of March. What is? It's nothing. That's if you learn pshat in mitzvah, it's that that's not the tzuras kiyum mitzvah. Then the Magen Avraham shouldn't have a kasha. V'reidu leid v'reinu, arei b'mitzvah ein klal kiyum shel teishvu desukkah. L'chein havalei hedyot. Mitzvah, if you say not like we're saying, there's no kiyum of teishvu, it's not a tzuras ha-yeshiva. And therefore he's a hedyot. So what was bothering the Magen Avraham? And indeed, in the Tshuvas Oinig Yom Tif, in Simen Nun, in the Shari Yosher, in Shari Gimel Perik Yates, that we referenced earlier, in earlier Shir, and others, they write that there's no Kiyum Mitzvah at all, and therefore he's called a Hetyot. Ayin Sham. Aval Lefi Mashed, Amarnu, Lefi Dvarenu, Harei Gam B'Mitztayer, Rak patur b'chiyuv ha-mitzvah, v'lo meniyah b'maisa ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah is a patur b'chiyuv. In other words, there's a chiyuv mitzvah, and he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to go so far. He doesn't have to pay with tzar. But it's not pshat that it's not a maisa mitzvah. If he chooses to pay with tzar, then he did a maisa mitzvah. And therefore we have a kasha, why doesn't he get schar? Why is he called a hedyot? And then the Magen Avraham is a good kasha. He's doing a maisa mitzvah. So why shouldn't he get schar? The Bir Halacha writes that it's a lack of simchas Yom Tov. Say there, so if it's a lack of mishum l'sad the simchas Yom Tov, I understand why he's called a hedyot, but he's still sitting in the sukkah, so why shouldn't he get schar? It's a maisa mitzvah here. So therefore it would appear that that's the mashal of the Mishnah that we've been learning, Mashal Eved, Shemaga Kois L'Raboi V'Shafchaloi Alponov. When it rains, the Mashal of the Mishnah is that a servant is pouring a cup for his master, and the master pours it back in his face. And there's a din here. What's the din? What? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Shtei Dinim. Ma din po, is a din yeshkan. והוא, שימא יבזה פטור בעלמה, אכן לא יגור הזה משאר פטורים ששייך ואפילו יש אין להחמיר. If it was סתם a פטור, so it's not different than other פטורים. אבל כיוון שבכלל כל המצס אין דבר כזה, פותר את החיוב, ורק בסוג החודס לנטור הזה הפטור הזה, הרי מזה מבואר, שיסוד הפטור נובע ממה שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא חפץ במצוותו. If it was stam a regular patur, so then maybe you could be machmir. But here, it's a special chiddush by sukkah. that when it's raining, when one is mitztayer, or at least in the context of the Mishnah, when it rains, so Yisod HaPtur is she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'mitzvato zo. God doesn't want this mitzvah. And that's the mashal of the Eved, that the master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol, is throwing it back in our faces and doesn't want this mitzvah. And that's why the Torah patters. Because this isn't what God wants. וזה אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן התורה והמצוות שאל לא לעשות את המצווה אחרי שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא חיפץ בעשיוסה. So Hashem, who gave us the Torah and mitzvahs, is telling us, don't do the mitzvah. God doesn't desire this mitzvah. ולכן מה שמקום מקום עשה, אבל היהדיה את כאויסה מצווה שאין הכל מצווה. And therefore, if he still decided to do the mitzvah, he's considered a hedyot who did a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. And therefore, there's no schar. Because schar on the kiyum atzivui anyway, he doesn't have it because there's no tzivui that's mechayiv. There's no command that obligates us. And the issue is there an inyan in the mitzvah itself? In which case, there'd be schar. But if a person's mitzvah, shelo la'asoso, he's commanded not to do it, it's impossible for him to get schar al inyan. How are you going to get schar on something you're told not to do? God doesn't want this mitzvah. And therefore he has no schar. So we understand what's the din that's taught in the Mishnah. That it's like the master throwing it back in his face. And then like we saw in the Gemara, that when a person goes out of the sukkah, mikorach ha-gishamim, he shouldn't kick at the sukkah, v'yetze, el yetze kenichna, but you should go out in a subordinate way. What's the din there? What's the din that he should go out kenichna? Ke'evet shemoyze kois l'raboi v'sheich froy al ponov. Like a servant that was pouring a cup for his master, and the master pours it back in his face. Ve'lofi ma shenitba'er ne'amar baze shelo yiva'et v'yetze ba'ofen ha'omer she'en kan kol mitzvah. Kivan she'yecholahi l'tkayem. So the din that was said over here was that a person shouldn't kick at the sukkah and leave. And by kicking back, what he's essentially expressing is that there's no mitzvah here. Because the mitzvah can only be a miskayim b'tzar. Right there it's talking about where where God takes out the sun and he makes it especially strong. So they're mitzvah patur min ha-sukkah. So don't kick out your sukkah and leave. Why? Because you're saying, listen, there's no mitzvah here anyway. That's not the mitzvah. And therefore, even though I want to do the mitzvah, I can't do it. And the biyut says, this kicking of the sukkah says that the mitzvah is betela, the mitzvah has been cancelled, and it has no value. And therefore, since it has no value, you kick it away like something that is worthless. Pick up a bill on the street, you see a $100 bill, you pick it up, you say, oh, $100 bill. And then you see it's monopoly money, you just throw it away, it's nothing. So that's what happening when the person's kicking back at the sukkah. There's no value anymore. And that's what we saw in the sugin of the Zore and Dav Gimel, that the biut of the goyim is in a mahalach of ninatkas moisrei semu, sheperusho shebotla hamitzvah shim moisrei semu eitzel haakum. And that's pshat, the biut, the kicking back of the goy, when they leave their sukkah lasid lava, so they're detaching the bonds. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is mosar seimon. Oh, they have this bond and they're kicking at it. They say there's no mitzvah anyway. So that would be the expression of kicking. The mitzvah is batal. So what do I need this for? So you walk away with a slam the door behind you. No, that whole mahalach is not correct. Adrabah, we say that there is a mitzvah. Just the gavra was sent away and he's putter. Oh, there's a mitzvah, but the man was sent away. And therefore he has to be nichna, he has to be nazif, he has to feel the admonishment, because he was sent away by the master. And it's a din, gam l'inyan hagah hanaga klepei p'tur zeh. And it's a din, even with regard to the anhaga towards this p'tur, that you have to go out when you're nichna. And therefore don't be machmir like other chumras, because the person's nazuf, the person has been kicked out by Hashem. Yeah, there's a mitzvah, I just don't want you to be makayim. You're being admonished. And therefore normally if you have a chumra gevaldik, kol machmir tavu alav bracha, but here there's no tavu alav bracha, because God doesn't want this person's mitzvah. God doesn't want the mitzvah. And that's why he's not chayiv. And that's why the Rama says, don't be machmir and do it. And it's dafka this p'tur, by other p'turim, like the Magen Avraham noted, you don't have that. Your part, you can be machmir. But here there's no mitzvah at all. God doesn't want your mitzvah. And in fact, in the Shvus Yankif, in Chelik Gimel, Siman Yom Hei, cited by the Shari Tshuva Talat, Sif Kotin Gimel, and the Bekura Yankif, in Sif Kotin Lamed Ches, they're told of this, that ain't lo schar, because it's an Evet Sheshafach L'Rabba Kiton Alpanav. Sherabo Hera Lo Yishen Arotza B'Avodoso. His master showing he doesn't want his Avoda. Rotza V'Loku V'Av V'Rabba La'Ovdo. And he wants to force his master, he wants to say to his man, no, I want to serve you anyway. It's not derech eretz. He said, the master says, I don't want your service. He said, no, I'm going to give it to you anyway. What are you doing? That's not derech eretz. Ruhuva zeb b'biru aloch Hashem b'shem b'kur yankif in Tarlat. That's exactly what we've been saying. The reason, there's no reason to be machmir, it's because his master is Shafach lo rabu kitan al panav. He doesn't want it. Hashem doesn't want the avoda. You can't do the avoda. Yesh lodun lefizeh. So according to this, we have to better understand and possibly not accept what the Bekura Yankif writes in the Bir Halacha. Shekol zeh urak mishum mitzta'er b'shat yeshivato b'sukah. Aval kol shebetur mishum mitzta'er b'ma shekanal b'sukah. B'shiyatza min ha'sukah v'eino chayav lachzor eleah o kanal al sukat chavero rei kevin shebesha'as ha'yeshiva b'sukah inu mitztayer l'zeh yesh kibul schar av rabi shelechatchil lo yechayav leilech shem l'sham. So what do they say, these achronim, the Bikur Yankov, of Yankov Yotko Etlinger, who's a big German rabbi, and the Bir Halacha, the Heilig Chofetz Chaim, that this, that mitztayer shouldn't be machmir, is only when he's mitztayer, when he's actually sitting in the sukkah. But if there's a p'tur mitztayer, because of what we discussed in the previous shiur, that it was raining and he left the sukkah, now it stopped raining, so he doesn't have to come back, because that's considered a mitztayer, or, like we discussed in the previous shiur, sukkah's chavero, if the light went out in your sukkah, and the only sukkah with the light is your friend's sukkah, you're going to have to schlep over there, it's going to be a mitztayer. So in those cases, since b'shas ha-yeshiva, say the aforementioned achronim, since b'shas ha-yeshiva b'sukkah, eino mitztayer, Therefore, there's a kibbutz schar. Even though lechatchila you weren't chayiv to go there. Lechatchila you didn't have to go, but once you went, there's not be'etzim yeshivas hasukkah. There's no tsar. So memela, there you can be machmir. V'loy gora, and it's no less than somebody wants to drink only even water in the sukkah. That some people are machmir. But I drink water outside the sukkah. Some people are machmir to drink water only in the sukkah. The logora mishayse mayim b'sukkah. Dafke, you say areiz a mishubach. Here also areiz a mishubach. You want to walk to your friend's sukkah. Your friend lives in the other part of the town. Other part of town. You live in Washington Heights. He lives on the other side of the heights. You live on your side of the heights, and you don't have light in your sukkah. He does have light in his sukkah. You live in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel, and he lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh Beis. You want to walk over? Okay, yesh kibbutz schar. זה מה שאחרונים אומרים. אבל לפי דברינו יש לודם, שאחרי שדינו על יסוד הפטור של מצטער, שהוא רק משום שיש בזה אירוץ עונה על המצווה, הרי לשייך אם הוא לא שנוי אם הוא מצטער בשנס אישי ולפניה. What's פשוט מצטער? In other words, the gather of מצטער is that when there's a מצטער, that's God's way of showing you he doesn't want this mitzvah. That's why he's pottering the gavra from this mitzvah. He doesn't want the mitzvah. That's what we see in the Mishnah. כעבר המויזה קויס, there's an e-rotzim when a person's mitztayer, Hashem doesn't want this avoda. So it doesn't matter if he's mitztayer b'shas ha-yeshiva, and it doesn't matter if there's mitztayer beforehand. The tsar is an indication that Hashem doesn't want this avoda. So Mamela, there's no kibbutz schar at all. There's an e-ratzim b'mitzvah sh'teyase al afa yosef pater. So if Hashem doesn't want it, there's no schar at all. But lulei divrei abikura yankiv in the bir halacha, we can argue that if he's already in his friend's sukkah, or if he's already back in his own sukkah after it rained, not only is there Kabbalah Schar, it's a Chiyuv Gomer, because he's already in the sukkah. Now, Batal Tzairo, Mayif Terenu. As until now, we were saying, you don't have to pay with Schar, and Hashem's giving you the Tzair, showing you that he doesn't want this Avodah. He doesn't want this Avodah, don't do it. But once you've already done it, we're saying more than the Bikur Yankov of the Bir Halacha, and the Kibbutz Schar is a Chiyuv. Once he's already there, he has to say, there's no more Tzar. So now you're in a new Shlav, you're in a new stage. You're in a stage now of no Tzar, so Mele you're Chayav to Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. Yayin v'mogin Avrom, בסימן תוף ריש למד תף, סיף קודן אלף, שהביא מישות מהרש יונה, זה מי שאינו יוכל רישב בסוכה, כי אם על ידי שיעבור בנור, על ידי ספינה ביומטף, שאסור לו לעבור, אם עובר בדיעבד במוקוי מצווה ואינס בשעס הדחק, יש לסמוך על הרש ברבנו ישעיה, וספירו דמותו במוקוי מצווה. Somebody who can only sit in a sukkah by passing through a river with a boat on Yom Tov, that he's not allowed to do this. And if he does it, he could be samech on the Rash from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who hold that it's mutter to go in this boat to makom mitzvah. So in other words, don't go in the boat to sit in the sukkah, but if you do, the makom mitzvah, that's the only way you could do the mitzvah, oynes shas hadchak. So you could be samech on the Rash from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who hold that it's mutter b'makom mitzvah. And on this, the Magen Avraham asks, "Harei ein mechuyav lelech l'sukkas chaveroi." You don't have to go to your friend's sukkah when the light in your sukkah goes out. The Machzis HaShekel explains, "This is mitzdar patur min ha-sukkah." and there's no bracha. Ain shem divrei amachtis hasheka. However, like we just mentioned, after he already went, and he's already in this sukkah, so he shouldn't have gone in the boat, but he went in the boat anyway, and now he's sitting in the sukkah, there's no patur. Why shouldn't he make a bracha? So it must be pshat, like the Machtzis HaShekel says, that there's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. In other words, even though when he went on the boat, and now he's in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah, but before him there's no mitzvah. And it was aser to go in the sfina. And therefore it's a mitzvah laba veru, and there's no bracha. Like the Machtzis HaShekel says, that's the issue. Ein sham. So the problem is the mitzvah baba aveira. Is a mitzvah baba aveira, it's not that you can't make a bracha. But to say that there's no mitzvah, that's not difficult. That's not an issue. Because there is a mitzvah. Once you pass by, there's a mitzvah. It's the only reason you shouldn't make a bracha, because the mitzvah is baba aveira. But once you already pass through, then there is a mitzvah. In other words, you already went on the boat, now there is a mitzvah. So mitzad that, it's not shver. Then you should make a bracha. It's like we said before, once you're already there, you're there. Now there's a mitzvah. The only thing is, you should make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah baba aveira. And with this, we can answer a kasha we asked in the previous shir. Why Rava has to tell us mitzvah patur min hasukkah when you have an open Mishnah, the Mishnah of Yiridas Gshamim? So the answer is that there's a havamina that it's only when God pours the water back in your face. There's Yiridas Gshamim. That's mitzvah patur min hasukkah. That's God's way of showing that He doesn't want you avoda. Avtech shel gshamim is etzal kodesh baruch hu, like we see in Tanya Daf Beis. There may be different sar isn't included in that. But that's the havamina. The havamina is only its sar of Yiridas Gshamim, because that's the way of Rabbi Shefach Kiton al Panav. That's the master pouring the drink back in the men's, in the Eved's face. So there's a patur. But astam mitzvah, there's no patur. That's not God's way of showing He doesn't want the person to be the kind of mitzvah. Kol mashmalan rava that all mitzvahs are patur. And maybe we can explain with this what the Torah writes, cited in the Ramah, in Simen Tov Reish Mem Siv Dalet. She'ein kol, and not any person could say mitzvah on him. It has to be something that it's derech b'nei adam litztayer bo. V'arei pshite she'ein kan nidon shel choser ne'emanut. In other words, when it says in the halacha, in the tool cited by the Ramah, that you can't just say, hey, I'm a mitztayer. It has to be derech b'nei adam. It's not pshat, there's choser ne'emanus. We don't believe the guy. No. The Maisi is mitzvah. So why isn't he pater? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because batla daita waitzel kol adam. I said batla daita waitzel kol adam is mitzvah. And mitzvah is pater min hasukkah. Batla daita. Who cares? Batla daita, not batla daita. We have a rule. Mitzvah pater min hasukkah. Erez mitzvah. Ata rotzeh me'achayim shela. So what does it matter that other people aren't? He is. As the fit vareinu, ulai efshar lomar shacharei hu akol. Ani ohev lagid chayav adam lo yimar b'loshen rabbi. Shacharei shakol mikoach hamalach shel eved v'chulei v'shafach lo b'fanav. Shu atzar sheyesh bo minia me'amitzvah shehuvah alav. Harei kol shemitzad atzar atzmoi ein bo sibas minia. Kevin shemitzad atzmo ein ze tzar u'minia. הרי בחיי גבנה אין נתינת שכר זה עליו משום משפחו לפניו. אחרי שמצד עצמו אין זו שפיכה. וכל דלק על ההי ושפכו לפניו, הרי הבה להם מצווה זו ככל המצוות שמחויבים מהם בכל גבנה. ולכן חייבו בחי גבנה בסוכה, ומכל מקום יש להעריך בזה, יש להעיר ויש לדון. And maybe the pshat is, in this halacha, that since it's all because of this approach, this understanding, that an eved is pouring a drink for his master, and the master throws it back in his face, that this is a tzar. That prevents him from doing the mitzvah. If mitzad the tzar itself, there's no reason that prevents him from doing a mitzvah. In other words, the tzar, objectively speaking, is not something, and I can say how objective it is, not objective, it's objective for every person. But in general, the derech ha'olam, this is not the type of tzar that's going to prevent somebody from doing the mitzvah. So that's not the master pouring it back in his face. When is it the master pouring it back in his face? When it's a regular tzar, a typical tzar. A typical tzar is God's way of saying, I don't want you to do it. If it's not a typical tzar, and it's just this person's own predilections, this person's own weakness that causes him tzar, maybe it's not Rabo Shefcha Apanav. Rabo Shefcha Apanav is a standard tzar. But if it's not a standard tzar, then maybe there's no din of Rabo Shefcha Apanav. And that's why he'll be chayiv in sukkah. ויש לודן לפי זה במה שאתנו האחרונים. אם יריד אז הגשמה הוא סימן כלל הזה, האחרונים דסקס, אם יריד אז הגשמה זה סימן כלל, only on the first night, there's a bit of a chi of lechol בסוכה, וגם בשאר יום, there's no absolute chi of to eat in the sukkah, but if you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah, but you don't have to eat in the sukkah in the first place. There's discuss in the Bikurei Yankiv in Tai Lat, Siv Kot Namites, in the Chuvus Vayichi Yankiv, Simen Lam Vav, in the name of the Abnei Nezer, and I go in Reb Chaim Berlin, in the Roget Shavar, in the Tzafnas Paneach, Hil Sukkah 6-2, v'ma'a shekasav lodim b'zeh b'divrei Rambam b'perish Mishnayis. As l'fi dvareinu, harei kol ha-din shel i'akiyom v'mitztayr shenikra hedyot, v'yitochin shegam ikra p'tur, nover rak mechamat inyan zeh. וכיוון דפשיטה שיש נרדיו בכל ימי החג. הרי בעל כורחנו מבואר מזה שעניין זה של עבד שמוזג ושופר שיש נרדיו בכל ימי הסוכס. In other words, what's pshat? Why is it mitzvah called a hedyot? Because it's God pouring it back in your face, showing that he's not interested in the avodah. So that's the same for all days of Sukkot. Why is the first night any different? It doesn't matter there's an absolute fee of teeth on the first night and not the other days. The very fact that God is causing the tzar is God's way of showing that he doesn't want your avodah. Memela, we're going to say that this is a simon klal, all the dates of the chag. Simon of Eved, right? Because the Arei Mitztar is Patur Menasukah all the days of the chag. And Mitztar is an indication that Hashem doesn't want this avodah. So Memela, it's a simon klal, all the days of the chag. Since the whole Patur comes from the fact that it's God's way of showing he doesn't want the avodah. And the Ptur is all the days of the Chag. We mail it to Simon Klal, all the days of the Chag. No, my rabbi say, Nifla or not Nifla? Beyond Nifla, off the charts Nifla. Baruch Hashem, Hoy dila Adonai ki toiv, ki leolam chazda. Hashem is, thank Hashem because he's so good. You know why he's so good? Because his chesed's forever. Mamish doesn't end. Chesed kel kol hayom. So the fact that we're able to learn this Torah is, I think, the biggest chesed that he does for us. V'ani b'roiv chazdecho avoy beisecho. That we can go to Hashem's house is b'roiv chazdei. We're not doing him a favor, he's doing us a favor. The fact that we can learn this Torah is the greatest chesed. Thank you, Rabbanu Shlalom. And of course, we are in the middle of this journey, Rabbi said. We have so much more to say. So Lena, that we will continue on. And we will see more in the flow of Sinitaris Hashem Yisbarach. And I thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. This was so good and so sweet. So thank you for letting me share. And we should be zeicha. Let's call tamid. But the rule is, shesof tavar, akol nishma. Et Elokim yira, ve'et mitzvotav shmor, ki ze kol ha'adam. There's a ram in Yeshivas Osniel, Rav Nagan, formerly Rav Ginak, the great genius, graduate of MTA. It's my brother's class. Brother's great. Anyway, I see Shiram online a little bit, so he ends off his shir with this pasuk, which I love. After all you learn, all the lumdus and all the analysis and all the understanding, you have to remember, shesayf davra kol nishma salakim yira, it's mitzvahs of shmar, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.